Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zaydon Williamson.
Oh, Zion.
Yep. Yeah.
Zaydon.
Okay, yeah. Williamson. I think that's where we're going with. Yeah. Courtesy of Johnny Davis. He provided with Zaydon Williams. I think the intention was clear.
We get it.
Shout out to Johnny Davis.
JD.
The Pelicans will be interesting when Zaydon is back. I'm Jack. That over there, well, that's Miles Gray. And here are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. It's Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow.
We're talking more and more about Jack Harlow, but this time he went on Hot 97 and they were testing his like knowledge of, you know, older music. And they're playing a track by Brandy, and he was having such a hard time identifying who the artist was. You have like Rosenberg and Ebro and other people being like giving him all these clues, and he was having a lot of difficulty figuring it out. And I'll just say that this clip made me feel very old, and you'll hear why, because they're playing a Brandy track, and then he asks something very indicative of his knowledge.
Had an amazing sex tape.
See, baby, my love is true.
Who's Ray J's sister?
Oh. So everyone, wow. Oh my goodness. Who's Ray J's sister? It's Brandy. Brandy okay. Norwood. Yeah. But again, I get it. Look, you're young. I'm old. And in my mind, Brandy came before Ray J even. So it's who's Brandy's brother back in my day.
I mean, going to the prom with Brandy was when I was like, oh, maybe Kobe is going to be something. You know,
he took Brandy to prom. Yeah,
that was I was like,
yeah, for someone likes basketball,
they must know
too.
Something.
Yeah, for someone likes basketball, you got to know that's an iconic moment when Kobe took Brandy to the prom.
Yeah. So, have you listened to the album, the Jack Harlow album? I like one featured verse by him, but I have not been able to get into the rest of his music. But
no, it's on my list though.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'm always threatened by somebody else with the name Jack.
Yeah,
but
remember we're going over like who's like the most iconic Jack athlete?
Yeah, best of our name. We're playing before we started recording the NBA podcast that comes out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing best of our name in the NBA. I think who do we end up with for you,
Miles Simon?
Maybe I feel like
yeah.
If we're saying only first names,
Miles Plumlee. Yeah.
That's definitely not Miles Plumlee. you know, Darius anyway. Miles, if we're allowing for last name.
Yeah, and
name.
Then for you, it'd be Jarrett Jack. So.
Right, Jarrett Jack. My wife had the Jarrett Jack jersey with the Pacers when my dad was coaching them, and it said Jack and one because that was his number on the back.
Yeah, see,
hit some big shots for us back in the day. Love Jarrett Jack, but I think I settled on Jack Sikma, 7-time NBA All Star.
Okay,
won the chip like his second year in the league. And then had like one of the wildest. He had the same hairdo as the superhero from Greatest American Hero. Like he had the blonde,
like
kind of
quaff.
Fro.
Uh huh.
During the '80s, so which was like strong branding choice from Jack Sikma.
Okay.
Jack Harlow, probably the best. I guess rapper, I mean, with my name.
Jackie Robinson. You know what I mean? But then that's Jackie.
Yeah.
That's also that's what, in another lane. You know what I mean? We don't need to dabble in that right now.
Jackie. Yeah, as far as my cousins are concerned, you know, the person with the best of my name is Jackie Robinson. But is there a Miles from across the athletic, across the
no,
world?
No, Miles Davis. Miles Davis, yeah. Is the GOAT Miles.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just don't know what his skills were like on any court or field.
Well, he was a sick ass boxer. He could box.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And like, you should read his biography. It's about him like putting hands on people when business deals went wrong.
He doesn't mention music at all. It's just like,
nah.
Him he's kicking
like,
people's
man,
asses.
That motherfucker. Because like later in his life, with his raspy voice, like, and I just smack him around, and you're like, oh shit.
Wow.
Yeah, he likens boxing to jazz, as Brian says. Yes, that is true. Very into boxing.
Manchin, Joe Manchin is trending.
Yeah. Looks like bipartisan opposition now to the Women's Healthcare Protection Act. That was,
yeah, he said he's not.
On. Said not it's an expansion. It. Not just codifying Roe. It's expanding things. And that's just too much.
So he says he would support a codification of Roe, but says this bill, nah, this is extremist stuff.
Yeah. What? And he said, like, when they asked, it's like, but you're one of these, like, anti-abortion Democrats. How do you square all this? He's like, well, I just figure Roe's, like, the law. You know, that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, but this? Nah, this is too much now. I didn't say people had all these other rights that they had access to, you know, contraception, et cetera. But, yeah, this is ongoing, obviously.
Al Jazeera is trending because a correspondent.
Shireen Abu Akleh, who's like one of their top people, was shot dead by Israeli soldiers when she was covering a story about a refugee camp. And I mean, like, everyone's like, this wasn't even near where like there were actual skirmishes. And you know, I think you know, a lot of supporters of like the Israeli Defense Force were like debating whether or not that bullet was shot from that side. And now they have confirmed it is, but really aren't saying much after that. But I mean, a lot of the time when this happens, you see that the IDF will say like, oh, that person like planted a bullet or just try and smear people as being terrorists. And that's why they were killed, when many Jesus are like Christ. Journalists or children. So, you know, it's like another, while like all this like focus is on like, you know, what nations do good and what don't, and what can the U.S. stomach, or what can people stomach and what can't? It's like we're continuing to look at an apartheid state and watching countless numbers of lives being lost. But, you know, a lot of these, like in the New York Times, they'll be like, oh, there were clashes.
Mm-hmm.
And not just outright saying this journalist who, you know, is an American Palestinian was shot like in, you know, shot dead.
Yeah.
While in their full press regalia.
And then a second journalist is in serious but stable condition after being shot on Wednesday morning. So, yeah, not great. And also, like, not unheard of for the Israeli Defense Force.
And I think that's when it's just an odd thing to look at how, I think that's why many people rightfully were looking at the State Department's response to what was happening in Ukraine and then being like, you're looking at human rights violations here too.
Right.
But, you know, I think those moments really are revealing about, you know, what the stakes are and what the U.S. can stomach and other things that it feels like are just, you know, just got to go along with it. You just got to go along with it. And it's just a really terrible, terrible thing to just watch over and over and over again. And then, you know, we're finding other ways to be outraged by other injustices.
Yeah. StockX is trending. Nike has escalated its legal battle with sneaker marketplace StockX, saying it purchased four pairs of counterfeit shoes on the platform.
Yeah. One of them was like these patent leather bred ones that, you know, is a pretty highly replicated shoe, where, you know, there's a huge thing where replica sneakers are showing up on StockX because they look so similar, and people are getting away with, like, they can buy $100 rep pair and then sell it for like $2,000 and make money like that. And, you know, Nike was like, oh, we're really serious about this. But there's already so much speculation about what Nike's role is in the reseller market. If they're like backdooring pairs to like people who are reselling, if, you know, well, like, they're manufactured scarcity around shoes to even create this like hype market. So I don't know where this goes, but if you're someone who like looks at, you know, like me as an old sneakerhead, be like, man, the game's all fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know if this changes much, but it's an interesting, it's interesting to watch them fight.
Yeah, that's it. So they like went undercover and were buying shoes from StockX, basically.
I don't even think they had went undercover. They just probably had an employee be like, yo, bid on those, bid on those, bid on those.
Right.
And then like, these are
with the idea of like capturing, like getting some counterfeits that they can then bust StockX with. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The rep market, you know, that's, I think if anything, if the shoes are fooling StockX, like I want to see the case that they build here where they're like, well, if you do like DNA forensic testing, you can tell that like this was, this part of the shoe was from this other, you know, how different are the counterfeit shoes?
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people say like a lot of the really good reps, you know, surprise, surprise, they might be made in the same facility where the authentic things are made.
Right.
But yeah. I mean, it's all fucked up, and you understand why people would make reps, because you're like, yeah, I can make more money with my know-how, not selling the things I do to sell them to Nike, but I can sell them to people on the internet.
There you go. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we're back, and I was happy to read news today that Mike Tyson won't face charges for punching that person who desperately needed to be punched on that flight. I don't know. I think we talked about the video, but this very drunk person who was hilarious in his mind and his like friend's mind was just intentionally like provoking Mike Tyson on a plane.
You're basically being like, hey, punch me. Come on, punch me. What's wrong with you? You don't want to punch me? Oh, you're too weak to punch? He was like, okay.
Just standing over the back of his chair and like saying shit to him. And then Mike Tyson just punched him like four times. And the person
and he gave him civilian punches.
Yeah. They just like, you know, some bruising, some abrasion. But like the guy was still awake afterwards and was, you know, making funny faces to the camera afterwards. But I don't know. I'm happy this goes down as you know what. However, whatever the technicality was that made it so he wasn't facing charges, I'm just happy that like in the court of like public opinion, this goes down as that person needed to be punched because that's crossing a line and very annoying. And also, I like Mike Tyson. Mountain Dew Purple Drink.
What the fuck is that? They're making lean?
It's called Purple Thunder.
Oh, okay. When you said purple drink, I was like, wait, hold on. Are people mixing up lean and Mountain Dew now? I mean, people have been mixing lean and sodas in the past, but...
But I'll read the... It's a collaboration, a partnership between Mountain Dew and Circle K convenience stores, and is said to combine the mouthwatering flavors of blackberry and plum for the ultimate berry combination. The Takeout reviewed it. Noted exactly zero notes of blackberry, barely a whisper of plum, and said instead, I tasted what can only be described as pure purple. And that, friends, is exactly what I wanted. It got an A, very strong A on the Takeout.
Right. Because you're not drinking Baja Blast because you're like, I can taste all the notes in this. You're like, it tastes like light blue turned all the way up.
Yes, exactly. okay. They even invoked...
Tastes like purple.
The Baja-ness. They invoked Baja Blast and said this might take a place alongside Baja Blast on the, you know, mantle of Mountain Dew variants.
Wow.
Which is pretty... That's pretty big. I think you're exactly right, Miles. That, like, the thing about Baja Blast is that it tastes like the color suggests it should. It's like what that color suggests in your mind, in best case scenario. And you know, if this delivers that with purple, I think
we got some.
You know, it's a whole new future.
I was thinking there aren't that many, and there aren't that many Circle K's in the Valley.
Like, I know Circle K.
I can only think of like one or two.
Like, so does this not exist at 7-Eleven? Like, these are questions that need to be answered.
I don't know, man. 7-Eleven's gonna be pissed. Taco Bell's gonna be pissed. They're gonna be like, how are you giving them the exclusive?
Right. I mean, I can't remember the last time I was at a Circle K on purpose.
No, right. Because even if you're like getting gas, like the probability of you hitting a Circle K in LA is a lot different than other parts of the country. So, you know, that's where we realize we have work to do in the city.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's on us.
That's on us. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of Circle K, circle the date of Friday because Kendrick's album is going to be released.
Yeah.
And we just got the cover art, and it is Kendrick holding a baby.
Yeah.
While his wife is on, I don't know if they have cast this photo, but that is the depiction is, you know, him holding a baby with a gun in his waistband, and his wife nursing a younger, an even babier baby on the bed. In a room that looks like what my room looked like when I was in my 20s.
Patchy walls. You got Patchy a gun walls. In his waist. Got a crown of thorns.
Space heater. The crown of thorns I was referencing specifically. I did rock that a lot in my 20s.
You know whose name also started with a J.
That's right.
Now hand me my fitted crown of thorns.
Mine was actually a strap.
A snapback?
Snapback, yeah.
Snapback
crown of thorns. Snapback crown of thorns. You know, just depending on how much you want to do
it. And if I was feeling spicy, I'd turn it backwards so you could see it was a snapback crown of thorns. This album just,
I'm excited.
Come on. Come on Friday. It's Friday, right? On the 13th?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I need this.
Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. Have we figured out is it Mr. Morale? Is that what we're calling it?
Why not?
Yeah.
It's not Mr. Morale. Right. So I think it's probably Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. But either way, that could be LA. I don't know. Let's find out. Please, Kendrick, please bless my ears with the art.
All right. Well, those are things that are trending on this May 11th.
Yeah.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show, a whole ass one. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.